This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We played the original clip earlier, if you just joined us, of Trump saying we got to bring the illegals in. It's just our job to pay for everybody. Here's the new clip with Hannity, with him backing off of that. And I mean, the big problem is, how do you flip-flop from we can't take all these people, there's a lot of criminals from around the world trying to get here, which is true, to now we got to take all these people when really it's the jails and the criminals and the welfare heads that the Middle East is dumping out and won't take any of them back in. Let's go ahead and go to this clip of Trump backpedaling.
Look, from a humanitarian standpoint, I'd love to help, but we have our own problems. We have so many problems that we have to solve. Mm-hmm. You have over there the Gulf states, tremendously wealthy. You have five groups of people, six groups. They're not taking anybody. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, these are tremendously wealthy and powerful from the standpoint of money. They're not taking anybody.
Right.
Russia's not taking. Nobody's taking. We're supposed to take. We have to straighten out our own problems. You have millions of people potentially. And if Obama would have gone across the line that he drew, the artificial line in the sand that he drew, you wouldn't have this problem in the first place.
So there you go. There you go. That is him now starting to basically backtrack. Obama said the line was chemical weapons that ISIS / Al-Qaeda used. The line was our government and the neocons and John McCain, the Republican leadership that you love so much, Donald Trump. The line was putting ISIS in control to begin with and now defending him and protecting him. And we're going to cover that after we take some phone calls. This is a short segment. Let's get one call in now. Stephen in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, good afternoon, Alex. Yeah, I just wanted to say, as far as my mind just blanked out.
Oh, no, that happens to me sometimes, too.
Right. Okay, here's the thing. With everything that's going on that you cover so, you know, accurately, I am really frustrated as a Christian. I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. I've been saved for over 36 years. And I am so frustrated because the people that should be the most awake and the most aware, and I have to say this, seem to be the most brainwashed and zombified, and that's the Christians in America.
Well, that's because the World Council of Churches and National Council of Churches and 501c3 turned them into government organs where government think tanks and private groups think tanks write the theology for all the major denominations. The Pope basically is like the world communist leader now. And I heard Christians calling into a local talk show yesterday. I was listening to the news. And they were like, follow Romans 13. Do what they say. Preachers should marry gay people. The Bible doesn't say anything against it. Blah, blah, blah. Well, it does. But regardless, they were saying that woman should be in jail. Doesn't matter. Christians do what they're told. That's a giant Romans 13 pacifier, when all Paul did was say no to the government and ended up being killed for it with the rest of the disciples. I mean, was there any disciple that didn't get killed for not following the state's orders? This is inverted reality with stupid, fake Christians sitting in there loving all of this, okay? So you could tell the average Methodist or even the average Baptist now to come to Sunday school, the government legalized roasting aborted fetuses, and they would eat barbecue baby. And I'm not joking. They'd say, the state ordered me to eat barbecue baby, I'm going to do it. There's nothing they won't do. So you made a great point. That's because these aren't churches. These are 501c3 government whorehouses. Anything else, Stephen?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I think the major factor in why so many Christians are so out of it and don't want to believe what's going on because they believe in this fake pre-trib rapture theory, as I call it.
Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Absolutely. Yeah, a total cop-out, a reset button, like it's the edge of tomorrow. There is no reset. I've read the Bible. A five-year-old can understand it. You go through the tribulation, cowards.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new ultra-strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hey, I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
In the next segment, after I start going to your calls, and I'll go back to calls, hungry to declare a state of emergency over immigration crisis. You mean the invasion or the migration? Hi, neighbor. I'm moving into your house. I'm migrating into your home. Hey, your wife's pretty good looking. I'm going to migrate into your bed. I like your bank account. Can I migrate into it? Because Europe says you're going to house the illegals. You're going to pay for it. But no precious Arab state will take it. And then we have the precious little migrants with a liberal trendy. They're giving them donations of food and money from an aid group, and they just steal the entire bag. Wait till you get mugged by your precious gods. So that's all coming up. French security detects ISIS terrorist in refugee camp. That's all coming up. I want to look at the imminent fall of Hillary. It's certainly ripe for it. Just three, four weeks ago, we weren't sure, but it appeared possible. But Steve, and then we'll go to Jared, Kevin, Roger, Allen, and others. Steve, if you just joined us, got cut off on the break, and he brought up a really good point. He believes it's the post-tribulation, or pre-tribulation rapture, that's before Christ comes back, that is the ultimate reason Christians aren't politically involved anymore. And in 1776, the war against the corrupt British crown, an empire never defeated by Spain or France or anybody else, not Russia, not the Dutch, no one. England win wars, you know, 2-1. Well, they were outnumbered 2-1. Never defeated, but defeated by a very small force led by the Black Brigades. Because in those days, all the priests, whether they be Presbyterian or Methodist or Baptist or Catholic, wore black. Many of them wore white collars. That was the uniform. And it was the Black Brigade that really was the heart. And so around that time, you can go back to after the war, the British and others began to fund a movement to put out the idea through different Masonic channels. And I'm not bashing Masons, but that's the channels they use. You can look this up. Through really Baptist groups to promote a pre-tribulation rapture. Now, Eshak and all the rest of those folks and the lion's den and the fiery furnace and Jesus Christ and the prophet that said he was coming, John the Baptist, and almost every other prophet or disciple were boiled in oil, crucified upside down, heads chopped off, tortured to death, stoned to death, flayed to death, beaten to death, burned to death. But we're told that that's not the case now. We're told now that there is a transponder teleporter up on a giant Enterprise spaceship with Scotty and with Captain Kirk, and Spock is there, and they sit there and teleport people up so they won't have to face any evil. And so, and I don't care what church you go to, the big mainline ones, to be Catholic, whatever, to be Protestant, it's, and we're all going to be teleported out of here before anything happens, and airplanes are all going to crash, and all this stuff's going to happen. And I'm not attacking people that push that today. They're well-meaning. But it comes out of the doctrine, just like Romans 13 out of context, to say submit to what the government does. No, Christ was smart when they wanted to stone him. He said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's. You know, who is it on that coin? And the Pharisees say, it's Caesar. It's his system. You got an American Express card, you're under American Express's rules. You got a Visa card, you're under their rules. You're in my house, you're under my rules. So render the things to Caesar that are Caesar's. To God, give what's God's. And they put at Bible getaway above it, submission to governing authorities. That's not in the Bible, those terms. It is out of context. It is a total fraud. Well, then why did the early Christians not do what Nero said and worship Baphomet? Worship Saturn or Zeus or Bacchus or Janus. I mean, any idiot knows that Romans 13 is out of context and a complete fraud. Or Christ broke the rules when he didn't submit to the Roman and Jewish authorities. And so did Paul. I mean, it's just on its face ridiculous. But people are taught 2 plus 2 equals 5. And that raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit. And that you didn't build your business. And that Obamacare is free. I mean, it's all lies. And I hear these fake Christians calling to these radio shows who feel real satisfied repeating a talking point about just do what you're told. Marry the gay person. Well, why don't you use the word homosexual? Again, I don't have anything against, quote, gay people, to use that term. I have a problem that they first say, use the term gay, be nice to me. But why do you get the word happy, beautiful, green day? Happy, beautiful, sunny, it was a gay day. He was a gay lad, which means happy, joyful. People are like, come on, be nice. Call them what they want to be called. Okay, well, you know, I want to be called, Rumpelstiltskin. Okay, we don't want to hurt your feelings, you're Rumpelstiltskin. Or I want to be called a toaster. Now in England, they arrest you if you use the word homosexual. I mean, I'm not joking, because groups say it's hateful. Well, now the word boy and girl is hateful. Or man or woman, or husband or wife. And so it's the same thing, where language is now being dictated to us and being controlled. And if you'll follow the edict of using the words someone else says, like there's a politically correct movement of ignorance where they say don't use the word Negro. And I've heard of the stories of people when they order at the bar, I want a Negro Modelo. That just means black in Spanish. People get mad. What's that, the N-word? And this is people looking for the racism everywhere, but right above them is the big Planned Parenthood mothership sworn to kill every black person they can get their hands on. Oh, that's okay, because they're in the black community and they care about us. Jesse Jackson said so. So I will use the word Caucasian. I will use the word Negro. I will use the word homosexual or heterosexual. Caucasian just means Caucasus Mountains. It's just ridiculous. It has nothing to do with anything. It's total mindlessness. It's like if I call white people white and black people black, it has nothing to do with anything. Buckley had a really funny image. I told him to give it to me. I forgot to get it and tweet it out. Buckley, if you'll give that to the guys and tweet it out, maybe we should tweet the idea that all non-black labs be banned because they're obviously racist because they're golden or they're white or they're chocolate. But it says black labs matter, and next to it, all labs matter. There it is. I mean, it's the exact same dog. They just got different hair, man. And it's the same idiocy. It is the same absolute mindless moron behavior that the Democratic Party won't even say that all lives matter and has apologized twice for different Democrats saying, no, all lives matter. No, all lives do matter. And if we don't think all lives matter, then none of our lives matter. But the rapture is a fraud. There's the Battle of Armageddon. Christ comes back, the dead in Christ are raised, and then those living spend 1,000 years with Christ here on earth. That's what the Bible says. And they've got it that there's a teleporter machine. Whatever. Let's just say God the devil isn't real for the sake of argument. I'm going to fight putting fluoride in the water. I'm going to fight aborting babies and selling their body parts. And I don't care if twiddly D and twiddly dumb preachers get up there on television in front of their crowds and follow their 501c3 and give their government script. Stephen, finish up your points, brother. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, thank you, host. Yeah, I just wanted to say this, okay? I bring up different points to Christian about what a Planned Parenthood's been doing and how you've shown that they're putting DNA and baby parts in the vaccine. You know, what's happening with Christian business owners around the country, like Aaron and Melissa Klein up there in Portland, Oregon, or Baron L. Stutzman in Washington, that the sodomite community is going after and using the government to do it. And now this woman, Kim Davis, in Kentucky, this county clerk. The point I make is that when I bring these things up, the automatic response, and it's like Pavlovian, oh, it's just another sign that the Lord's return is imminent, and he's going to split that eastern sky, and we're all going to be out of here. And I'm trying to tell them that the exact mentality of Christians in America today is where the church was at in 1920s Germany prior to Hitler taking over, and they got wiped out. The same thing happened in Korea and Vietnam. The church got wiped out there when the communists came in because they were not doing what the apostles admonished the church in the first century, and that was, if you're going to follow Jesus Christ, you will be persecuted, and you're not going to escape what's coming, so you might as well just reckon with it and stand for what's true and preach the gospel, come what may. You may be fed to the lions in the Colosseum, but you have eternal life. But these people in America today, for the most part, they're scared to death. They don't want to suffer. They don't want to lay their lives down like they say they do. And I've been telling everybody this. Go to Chuck Baldwin's site and read these articles he's written, like What a Waste and the Collapse of Christianity in America.
I want to get him on about those articles. You're absolutely right. Let's get him on tomorrow, in fact, if we can. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
quickly now to your calls. I had one caller on for like 20 minutes. I apologize, but it was a really important subject, and I'm going to get Chuck Baldwin back on because any group can turn into bullies and thugs and a cult. And the left is a cult. They want to force our kids to live the way they want them to live. They want to take over our society. And it's not about equality. It's not about tolerance. It's about being dominated. It's about power. I always hear these psychologists and people like Gore Vidal. I read some of his books. Pretty smart guy. I agree with him on a lot of historical perspectives. Saying sex is about power. Well, maybe in his weird homoerotic world, it was about power. In my world, it's about love. It's about pleasure. It's about trust. It's about intimacy. It's about enjoyment. It's about stress relief. It's about, most importantly, procreation. And let's not forget why it's the main drive. Beyond food and water, folks, it's sex. And it's because it's why we exist. It's the driving force of procreation, of reproduction. And when you target that, you target the species. And I look at the entire attack system, the entire attack checklist of what we're under, and it is what I would do if I was space aliens here masquerading as humans, if I wanted to kill humanity. I mean, that's it. I'm not saying it's space aliens. You know that. I'm just saying, if I was a robot computer analyzing this, I would say, alien intelligence, you know, crime analysis, masquerading as humans on surface of Earth, overthrow of civilization, cutting off energy supplies, stifling development, enslaving public, dumbing down population, attacking fertility rates, stifling space exploration for operation termination of population, prime projection, bioweapons developed by alien species after weakening of population will cause mass collapse and eradication of Homo sapiens sapien on planet Terra. That's basically it. Look at a science fiction movie like The Thing where it says, you know, how many hours till total world population infected? 3,785 hours. Prime projection, 98%. I mean, it's like that. And I'm just sitting here watching the robots go online, reading the elite's books, how they're going to kill everybody. And I'm just like, oh, now they're going to shut the roads down and put taxes by the mile. And now they're going to... And I'm just sitting here watching it.
Run. We are your friends.
Yeah, and Rachel Maddow's Don't Run, We Are Your Friends. I mean, you know,
Obamacare helps you.
Let's talk to Alan in Colorado on KHNC 1360 AM. God bless you for holding, Alan, and putting up with me. You're on the air. Go ahead.
God bless you, sir, and thank you very much. How are you today?
You know, I'm pretty fired up, and I've been a little bit nasty today because this stuff's upsetting me.
Well, talking about being fired up, one of the 45, 50 million strong in the United States, depending on which statistic that you look at, the disabled community, I happen to be in the blind demographic, or if you want to be politically correct, visually impaired, sight challenged. You know, you talk a lot, since I found you anyway, over the past 3 weeks or a month, about the domination that we're under by our federal government. My question deals with the Declaration of Independence. The question kind of goes like this. Do you agree that the Declaration of Independence is the foundational document upon which the Constitution rests?
Yes, it is the kickoff of the whole shebang, more important than the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It states it's our right as sentient individuals to throw off the bonds of an enslaving government when it engages in these type of infractions. And you read what was done in the lead up to July 4, 1776, and the signing of the Declaration, the unanimous Declaration of Independence, and it is a shadow of the flagrant abuse and tyranny we languish under today.
I would stand in agreement with you on that, sir. In the first couple of sentences of the Declaration of Independence, I believe you were alluding to this a second ago, it's our right if you
our duty.
Our duty, our responsibility.
To throw off a tyrannical government. In fact, you know, people shouldn't dissolve governments lightly or for transient means, but when in the course of human events it becomes time to admit you're under a tyranny, it's got to be done, to paraphrase. Stay there. I'm going to come back, Alan, finish up with you. I'm going to hurry to Kevin, and then to Jared, and then to Gerald, Brian, and others, 800-259-9231. And Anthony Gucciardi is going to pop in briefly with some news as well.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Many experts are predicting that food prices will surge this year due to the severe drought in California. 30dayfoodsupply.com has pre-purchased a large supply of ingredients, so we can continue to sell our 30-day food supply for only $99, and there's no limit to the number of boxes you can purchase. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon, and then pass the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184. 800-700-2184 for 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I tried a frontal assault because the people aren't aware of the enemy. It's our job to do as much damage as we can by absolutely just frying the enemy's operations by throwing it right in their face what scum they are. And it's effective, and it's happening. Huge news blitz coming up. Anthony Gucciardi's here with amazing news on Alzheimer's, antipsychotic and psychotropic drugs, and more. He'll be talking to him here in just a few minutes. But right now, let's go ahead. You know, I'm teleprompter-free, and I am makeup-free. I don't put makeup on TV, but I guess I really should because I look like a bowling ball, my head or something, in here so shiny. because the lights are so good and everything. You know, we are simulcasting also on the radio TV at Infowars.com/show. And the power of you, the people, of we, the people, taking that link and sending it to friends and family and neighbors and Facebook and Twitter is exponential. And that's why we're in the top six terrestrial radio shows. And you can say clearly the number one political news talk show in the world by every major metric. Of course, the ultimate brass ring victory is in Politico today. It goes to Matt Drudge. Congratulations. This is about the 15th year running, and I've seen that. I have to admit this. More traffic in political news and news in general than Facebook and, of course, the New York Times and other publications combined. And Politico certainly doesn't like having to report that to everyone. That's a testament of the David versus Goliath that what does Drudge do? He links to government documents. He links to YouTube videos. He links to mainstream media. He links to alternative media. He just links to what's interesting, and he's got his finger on the pulse of that. I mean, Drudge has been linking to us for 10 years. We were growing before he ever did that, but, you know, when Drudge links to us, half our traffic of the day is a Drudge link. So instead of getting 1 million visitors, we get 2 million visitors. And, of course, they whitewash it and say Drudge has 2 million original visitors a day. Oh, give me a break. I can look at the metrics just on the Google Analytics alone. If we've got over 1 million visitors a day just to InfoWars, and then I can see Drudge, he's probably getting 10 million individual visitors a day, conservatively. But again, so even when they admit he's number one, they give a little backhanded baloney slap. But it doesn't matter. Just like Alexa just delisted every libertarian and conservative site, basically, a year ago, now everybody just admits they're a joke. According to them, we have no viewers, no listeners, it's all over. Even though we're going straight up on the Google internal stuff and every other metric we've got. Again, I don't want to digress. I said I'd go to your phone calls. And the caller just hung up from Colorado. I was going to go back to him. Kevin in Florida, go ahead. You're on the air.
Thank you so much, Alex. I just want to say me and my brother are huge supporters of your guys' show, from the buying of the T-shirts to the hardcore nutraceuticals, which are awesome. I actually just took some Silver Bullet this morning from Nation 99 as well. So they're awesome. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
My question to you is about this whole cashless society thing. I realize now that a lot of companies are strictly going to where you have to get direct deposit or these ridiculous money cards.
Great point. The big six banks, or the big five banks now, said 2 years ago they got a war on cash. They're going to phase it out so they can then tax you corporately to even have money in their banks. And when you make a purchase, they're going to tax you a huge amount. So it's a huge scam. They're competing with cash. And, yes, companies, businesses, corporations, they're trying to make you do automatic money transfers. They're trying to make you only use credit cards. Now businesses, big corporations, won't try to take a 20. I don't usually go to Amazon. Not Amazon. What's the name of the coffee place? With the stupid goddess. Starbucks, excuse me, have one of those moments. I start trying to hurry to get your calls, and then I forget basic stuff. But I was in a small town with my kids. There was a Starbucks. It's better than McDonald's. I went there and got some milk and apples and stuff, and I gave them a 50, and I was buying like $25 worth of stuff, a couple coffees, drinks, all this stuff. And they go, sir, do you have anything smaller? And I said, this isn't 100, but 100 didn't even what it used to be. They said, well, sir, they don't even want us to take cash. And more, that's what you see. So, yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Kevin.
No, I agree. I recently found out, too, that a lot of the reasons, not just because of the reasons that you stated, but the corporations get major, major tax breaks if they do this, like you said, so they can tax it. And I think it's funny because me and my brother always joke about it. Like, the reactions that you get from other people when you spend with cash, is I try and pay totally in cash, and everybody automatically thinks you're a drug dealer, or it's just the looks that you get. And then when you, like you said, when you pay with a 20, they bring out the market and make sure it's real. And I just think, like you said, it's another way for total and utter control by the government.
Well, look at all the control with the credit card numbers getting stolen. I mean, every couple months they call up and go, your credit card's canceled, that was compromised. I mean, that's probably happened 5 times this year. Everybody I know is having their accounts grabbed, stuff stolen. I mean, because it's designed to not work to make us go to biometrics. They admit that. to thumb scan, face scan when you use a card. So absolutely, we've got to keep cash alive. We've got to use it as much as we can, because once they've gotten rid of cash, Katie, bar the door. I appreciate your call. Great point. Let's just take one more call, and I'll have Anthony report his news. I'll get to the news and then come back to Brian, Jared, and Steve. But let's go to Gerald in Arkansas first. You're on the air. He wants to talk about a bank system scam. Go ahead.
Well, the biggest scam, Alex, first, the Bible. I know you believe the Bible, King James Version for me, but
yes.
First, 6:10, the love of money is the root of all evil. The problem is our founding father said the only real money has to be backed by gold or silver. That's still in effect. Now, unless you amend the Constitution, that's not changed. So no debt can be paid with fiat currency. So where we're at now, the digital age, Alex, and I know you know all this, but I don't think the public really gets it.
I thought of it.
And I'm talking about your followers and most everybody I've talked to. When you went to trillions, Alex, it blows the mind that people lose all perspective because you can't be real talking about trillions. There's not enough ink and paper to print that, so they get on a computer. What power that is. That's the biggest scam of all.
And now they've created not just fractional reserve banking in the last 200 years, where they'd have $1 in the bank and loan out 10, or $1,000, loan out 10,000. Then they started making all these derivatives. There's hundreds of different corporate devices or corporate instruments where they'll sell the same house 100 times. Oh, but they don't get in trouble for fraud. The same big banks running the aircraft that ship the drugs, laundering the drug money, paying the hitmen. But when you go in and you're going to buy dinner for, say, 6-7 people you're with, and it's $75, and you give them 100, the waitress looks at you like you're Al-Qaeda. This is legal tender, P-Brain. It says Federal Reserve on it. It is a fraud, but it's less of a fraud than the digital. So when they give me trouble about cash, baby, you get a speech. And my kids used to go, oh, please, Dad. Now they give the speech. Or they'll check it to see if it's counterfeit, and I go, ma'am, all the money's counterfeit. They go, excuse me? And I go, well, you just marked my 50 or my 20 with your little marker to see if it's real. It's all Federal Reserve note. It should say U.S. note. Even that's fiat, but at least it's a U.S. note. Do you understand the Federal Reserve is private? And now people seem to know it. I appreciate your call. Great point, Gerald. Excellent point. We'll get to everybody else that's holding before the transmission ends. I've got a lot of news to cover in a short time to get there. Anthony Gucciardi is one of our health writers here, and I wanted him to come in because he was telling me about some amazing news developments he's going to be writing on. Anthony, tell us about some of these new developments.
Well, there's a new study that antipsychotic drugs actually shrink brain matter, and we'll talk about that a little bit. We've got.
By the way, how many times have I said it shrinks your brain?
A million times.
But Ritalin really does it. Adderall really does it. It actually shrinks the brain up to 1/3.
It makes you feel like a total zombie. Then we have a weird little story here that's interesting to me. Psychopaths may not yawn along with you. So you know how yawns are contagious? Apparently psychopaths are so self-centered and their brains are so wired differently that they won't catch yawns.
Is that called psychosomatic? When somebody farts, you want to fart? I'm sorry to be gross, but that's true. Or somebody burps, you want to burp. Or somebody yawns, you want to yawn?
Yeah, it's all contagious because your
somebody
brain...
Somebody wants to say Hillary, you want a Hillary.
You want a Hillary. That's what I want to do. I want to do the Hillary laugh. And then Alzheimer's disease may be infectious. We can get into that. That's pretty weird. Genetically modified embryos are essential for science. Experts and scientists want to start modifying human embryos. They've already done GMO babies, and now they want to get...
And they've already been doing this for 30 years. They're just getting around selling slaves right now.
Remember that weird article that I actually have trouble finding now that we covered a long time ago about the chimeras, the secret chimeras in the UK that they were busting and stuff, like half-human weird monkey things and stuff like that?
Now, that was even in the Washington Post, too, about 12 years ago.
And they've been doing that for who knows how long. Now they're like, well, maybe we want to have GMO embryos. They've been doing it forever, but the thing is it's going to be accepted publicly now, so it's going to be even bigger and more hardcore of an
option. Yeah, the Defense Department made humanzies at least 30 years ago. That's even admitted in the congressional record. And then I tell people that, and they roll their eyes. Folks, they can have a human spider if they want.
Spider goat.
Sure, that's like 25 years old.
Yeah, but people still don't believe it. They think you're insane. They think you're making it up.
By the way, I'd read about that, but then I saw it in a Rochester newspaper. A listener sent it to us. One of our oldest affiliates is in Rochester, Dr. Wolf Station. And I got the CEO of the Defense Department contract company on when no one knew about spider goats like 18 years ago. And people didn't believe it when he was on. They thought it was a hoax. I can say we broke spider goats. I've seen it in, you know, a local paper, but we broke it nationally. The Defense Department came to that guy and threatened him not to do interviews anymore.
Wow.
So back then it was like, Alex is making up part spider, part goat.
And that was 18 years ago. Who knows what they're doing now? And you're still sound crazy, though, when you say spider ghosts. People will still tell you they don't exist.
That's why I talk about spider ghosts a lot, is most people do know that's now around.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they've got here's why they do it. If they take an embryo and splice it with a cow or a pig, 1%, they can claim it's not human, doesn't have rights. So they're just trying to get us ready for the mainlining of this now. But I remember the Washington Post reported, and folks, I've tried to find it again. If you can find it, we'll send you a free T-shirt. Or if somebody can find, it was about 17 years ago. This is the 14th anniversary of 9/11 coming up, so this was a few years before that. About 17 years ago, there was a Baltimore Sun article about DARPA, and I forget the headline, but it admitted that they were hooking up the cell towers and that they were practicing calming the public with wavelengths. Now, we have the patents. But here they were saying the cell towers are making people submit and passive and putting them in a suggestive state. And I probably covered that article 20 times on air, but because I was mailed the actual Baltimore Sun. I hope somebody can find that.
Wow. I remember you talking about that, but it seems like for some reason, just like the Chimera article, the articles disappear, and it's obviously because they're deleted. But it's more challenging than you think to find something.
That's like the San Francisco Chronicle went to a meeting 9 years ago. We can check it. Just Google antimatter weapons, San Francisco Chronicle. They edited the article, but they left some of it in there. And they went and they admitted, yeah, we have antimatter weapons, and we're developing more. And then they suddenly tried to classify all that.
Mm-hmm. You know, think about all the stuff we know and times that by a billion, or as the caller earlier was saying, trillion, such an incapable number of understanding in our primate brains, times what we already know they're doing times a trillion, and that's what's really going on. And try and put that.
You think it's that bad?
I mean, if you think about
I think they're acting so arrogant. They've broken into something or discovered something where it's like this world isn't even, it's like they're not even here anymore. The elite act like this is nothing.
They had computer-based systems in, the 60s and 50s, and we just
when my dad was at UT in the late 60s, they had CD-ROM systems that were, quote, restricted under DARPA, but he was allowed in as one of the higher-level students, and they told him they had to sign agreements not to talk about it.
And we were getting personal computers, which were super, super not powerful at all in the 90s, and now we're getting consumer-grade laptops and stuff like that. The technology that exists, it'll blow your mind. It's totally outlandish.
All right. Now, one reason I got you in here is the hourly plug. You are better at articulating why BrainForce has such great reviews, why the staff loves it, why it's clean energy. BrainForce, it helps fund the operation. I want to have the ultimate brain pill that blew away the competition for a lower price. Tell people what's in BrainForce. It's back.
All right. Well, BrainForce is probably one of my top favorite InfoWars Life products. I mean, it works for me in like 10 minutes. And what the difference is, though, some of these pills and energy drinks and shots and stuff, it's just a ton of concentrated caffeine. You feel terrible afterwards. You crash. You might get jittered up, kind of speedy for a little while, and then you feel bad afterwards. The difference is these compounds work synergistically. I'm going to break them down a little bit. So if Alpha GPC, which we always talk about in Europe, is a prescription medication. Okay, we're not making any claims here. But what it does is it's known to increase a compound known as acetylcholine, which is memory and learning function, stuff like that. But that's just in addition to all these other things that are giving you energy, like the L-theanine, which is a key component in green tea that everyone probably knows about. It increases dopamine, the feel-good chemicals in the brain. And then we have theanine and natural caffeine from yerba mate leaf powder. Instead of putting a bunch of synthetic junk in there, we have yerba mate. Instead of drinking a ton of yerba mate, you take this pill, which works synergistically with the rest of it, and phosphatidylserine. The reason that BrainForest has been sold out for so long is this key component, phosphatidylserine. You're going to understand why in a second. So it works with the maintenance of the cells in the brain, but historically, people wanted this so bad, it was never in supply because they had to get it from cow brains. That's how powerful this is. They would go and extract it from cow brain.
Well, that's not safe because of spongiform encephalopathy.
Exactly. So we're not going to have that happen, but we found out a way to get it from cabbage. So we're harvesting it from cabbage, but since it's been transferred from the cow brain to cabbage, it's in such demand, that the supplies are very limited. So we just finally got the phosphatidylserine back for the product. We refused to take it out, still in the product. And the Hyperzine A, which another time, I mentioned last time, I think Big Pharma is going to turn Hyperzine A into a prescription medication in the United States. They're already looking at it, so I don't know how much longer we can have it in this formula, but it is super powerful. It helps the nerves communicate with the muscles and everything like that in the brain. And then we have also B12, which you're all super familiar with. It promotes energy production and just helps work with these other ingredients to give you the synergistic formulation that is Brain Force.
And we have an organic B12.
Yes. We have the key, like the difference is, as we always talk about, we're not going to go in and throw a synthetic junk. We could have just put synthetic caffeine in here and it would have made you jittery and it would have made you crash. But the difference is these work together. It's not just an energy pill. It's something that works synergistically with your brain to give you the natural compounds you need to do what you want to do. Instead of firing you up, going crazy and crashing down to earth, this gives you, I think, like a sustainable, warm type of drive.
Oh, when we run out of it, I certainly notice that I take one in the morning and one about this time after I eat instead of having my afternoon coffee.
Yeah.
Sometimes I still cheat and drink my afternoon coffee because I love coffee. But coffee doesn't work at night. Say when I'm doing a Coast to Coast AM show, and I've been up since 6 a.m. and I'm exhausted, but I'm excited to go on George's show. I'll just pop a Brain Force at about 10, and then in a couple hours when the show comes up, I feel great until 3 when the show's over and I can go to bed. But if I've drunk 4 cups of coffee, then I can't go to bed at 3 in the morning. It's like it makes me awake, but I filter. So it's just a game changer, and it helps support the broadcast. Thank you all for purchasing it. It is Brain Force. Try it out. Review it. Let us know what you think. It's got a 4.8 review as well. It is at InfoWarsLife.com. Get your Brain Force and other great products at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Your calls and news straight ahead.
So I found out the other day that at GunsAD.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. GunsAD.com. Go to GunsAD.com now.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
fourth hour is coming up, hosted by Rob Dube and some of the other reporters. David Knight is back in a few days from his well-deserved vacation. He will be hosting a lot of the fourth hour. I hosted 20 minutes of it yesterday. Some days I'll be hosting the entire fourth hour, and I'll be back this Sunday as well, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. But he'll continue into the next hour, getting to Matt, O'Brien, Ben, Steve, and others. I'm going to get to some of you right now. Let's talk to Brian in Arizona. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to call. I live in a small town out here in Arizona, and I'm seeing probably 2 to 4 drones a week flying over the valley. And I know the drones, I've zoomed in with my binoculars. And I've also been seeing Apaches flying around in formation, about 18 to 20 of them. And I just want to know what you know about that. And,
well, sure. Thank God they're actually finally put troops on the border. The military, basically outside of Obama's orders, even though he's purged the military, is doing some reconnaissance of the border. That's the only place you should have military operations is the border. It's the only place that's constitutional. And basically they know there are ISIS operatives pouring across the border. The FBI has confirmed that, just like they're pouring into Europe. And so we have multiple governments within governments. We have good government. We have bad government. The problem is the bigger the government gets, the more corrupt it becomes historically. But I don't know the specifics of what you're seeing, but I know we're getting the same reports from our sources that there is increased military activity on the Texas, Arizona, California, you name it, border.
Yeah, I don't know. I just see them circling straight around the town all day long. I don't know what they're looking for. And the other question was, do we know any more about chemtrails? Because I'm seeing them on a daily basis in like a tic-tac-toe pattern.
Sure. It's called geoengineering. There's a giant secret program. It's added to the jet fuel. Even the airlines up at the top aren't part of it. It's compartmentalized, and it's to change the atmosphere of the planet. Look up geoengineering, and then it's all public. Under the word chemtrail, there's nothing. It's kind of like under FEMA camp, there's no FEMA camps. But under Emergency Centers Establishment Act or under resettlement operations or internment camp, you'll be at the Army website reading about how their main enemy's patriots. And it's just people go there and they just can't believe they're at army.mil reading the most treasonous, whacked out stuff you can imagine. That doesn't mean the military's bad. They're freaked out. But they are training literally to kill their grandfathers. I've been to the drills. You've heard the military call in. At every drill, they got people that are good old boys, black, white, Hispanic, wearing John Deere hats going, I love America. I don't want to turn my guns in. And they mow you down until last year. Then it started shifting to black people, where we got footage from the drills, and it was just all black people being rounded up. And then we said, oh, they're getting ready to start a race war with the White House setting the black people up for the fall. I mean, it's just sick. You can even Google the video I shot, Emergency Alert. Pentagon training to intern black people. And then you notice all hell broke loose. I mean, this is, it's so diabolical, Brian. God bless you. Listen, Steve and everybody else, dude's going to get to you. I have administrative duties. We've got a 27-hour, I guess since we added the fourth hour, it's a 28-hour broadcast kicking off next Wednesday. Special, I haven't done one of these in 3 years. We're going to be doing it to launch the fact that we are on TV satellites already. I'm going to unveil all the details. Got a lot of special documentaries we've shot in Europe and with Larry Nichols and with insiders that are going to be premiering during the Operation Money Bomb. To try to raise $1 million. Cost $400,000+ just for the satellite and closed captioning a year. 5 hours of the proper satellite and the closed captioning is $120,000 a year, $10,000 a month. It's federal law. It's ridiculous. But it's political correctness. That's what's cost prohibitive about getting on TV. But we've got UHF and VHF and cable stations already picking it up. Around the country. So a lot of exciting things are happening right now. Fourth hour, Infowars.com/show. Support our local AM/FM affiliates. Become a sponsor or make a donation and spread the word.
GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Bridge, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.